I have worked for over 10 years as an engineer, helping clients or providing technical assistance to customers. Not only have I provided technical expertise on the job, but I also help clients outside of work related to web design and consulting. Today, I wanted to share five tips or tricks that I've learned over the years that has time after time helped me significantly on the job or has resulted in a positive customer experience. Number one, don't make things complicated. What do I mean by that? Many times when you're providing a response to a customer, they don't really want to hear all the little itty-bitty technical details. They just want to hear a simple explanation that they can understand, as if they were talking to a colleague or friend. Let's say, for example, a customer gave a computer to you to fix, and you fixed it. A simple response would be like, "The hard drive went bad. I replaced it and now things are working." Instead of something like, "Oh, the hard drive had some sectors that couldn't be read. I tried swapping the cables, initially thinking it was a cable issue, and then I tested it against another hard drive. I had to reboot the system multiple times to determine it was a hard drive issue." You kind of see the point. Only if the customer is very interested in hearing the details, you can slowly explain the technical details more and more detailed. Yes, it can get more complicated as you get deeper and deeper, but in general, most people don't want all these lengthy details. So even when getting more detailed, try to explain it in as simple as manner as possible. Number two, don't say you don't know. Saying you don't know is the very last option to say because there are so much better things to say, even if you really don't know. If you really don't know, at least give a reason why. "I don't know because I'm not experienced in that area and can't really provide an answer." There will be many times where you just don't have a concrete answer or any answer at all. Instead, state what you have tried or your observations so far leading up to now. So, back to the broken computer example. If someone asks you what's wrong with their computer, you can say something like, "I'm seeing strange behavior on my computer. It is acting unusually slow when I try and open this X program." Kind of like that. It gives something rather than nothing by saying you don't know. Tip number three. There are times when you hit a dead end and you just don't have enough facts or data to give an answer. But from your perspective, you're stuck on trying to either resolve or close the loop with the customer to provide an answer. When it is not possible to progress any further, you will have to explain theoretical possibilities or the likely scenario because you simply don't have an answer. For example, "Based on the behavior of the computer that I observed, it is likely the motherboard is faulty because it appears multiple components are affected, and I'm unable to explain this odd behavior." But make sure to support that answer with facts and data you observed, including why you can't troubleshoot further. When you provide this type of explanation, it gives a sense to the customer that you've exhausted all your options available and that you're kind of blocked and that they will likely accept your answer. Number four, be calm. Probably this works to my advantage just because my voice is naturally calm. In most circumstances, the customer or client is paying you, and nothing is worse when both sides are heated or arguing. Yes, there will be times when the customer is upset or maybe even yelling, but this is where you have to be calm and stay professional. This is because you are either the face or representative of a company or organization, or if it's your own business, your reputation is on the line. It is in your best interest to stay calm because it keeps things from staying elevated and allows you to even think properly in certain situations. There is nothing worse than both sides heated at each other, because it just isn't productive at all, and nothing good will come out of it. Number five. This is actually applicable to not just this topic, but for many jobs in general, and that is to incrementally improve. When you're on the job, we make mistakes all the time. Making mistakes is fine, but what's most important is that you learn from them and make improvements. I've heard that some of the most famous sushi chefs around the world got to where they were because they've spent years and years practicing. I saw a video about one of them, and they were talking about how each and every single day they were making the same sushi, yet they would still somehow find something to improve. Whether that was finding a new technique to cut the fish, or maybe making something more efficient or easier, such as learning something to save time or making something more efficient. Over time, these incremental improvements actually add up to being something more like a large step forward. Try applying one of these tips if you ever have to help someone. Heck, maybe if you work in a customer support job, just like I have in the past, and you deal with customers all day, some of these principles can also apply to your daily life, even when you're helping someone else. For me, I always fall back to these principles, and they help me get back on my feet when I make mistakes. If you've enjoyed my podcast, you can visit me at anchor.fm/sleepyvoice. From there, you can view all the episodes, or send me a voice message, or even support the channel through a donation. You can also reach me on Twitter at TheSleepyVoice, where you can send me a message. I try to respond to every single message.